This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. The Black and Gold 24-20 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Off to a good start. Their first preseason opening win since 2014. This is your show. Sound off on what you saw. Your initial impressions of the Saints in preseason game number one. Be careful not to rush to judgment. This is just the preseason. 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. And Bobby, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Look, if typical first preseason game, I thought the defense had a hard time tackling. But what do you expect when you don't live tackle in practice until this moment?
Yeah, that's, I don't know. Don't rush to judgment. Don't rush to judgment to say we look like the number one seed.
Right.
I think Sean Payton was disappointed overall. And I tell you what, I was disappointed in that first quarter performance. You know how the defense has been bringing swagger in practice? I didn't see no swagger out there in that first quarter. I
mean, you could see some guys making business decisions not to get hurt. Being honest.
Well, it looked like a preseason game. Kind of ho-hum, no pressure on the defense to make – I mean, not that you're going to rattle Blake Bortles in a preseason game. But I don't know. He just drove him down. After the first quarter, I said, I hope it's not four quarters like this. And obviously it's not. You're going to play, different players. But like you said, the first win since 2014 to begin a preseason. So that's a positive. I don't care. When you are competing, if you win, the plane ride home's better. Just how you are in the locker room amongst each other is just better whenever you win. But I know when they're going to watch the film, Sean Payton and the staff, I think they will humble the players, so to speak, and say, hey, we got to put some hay in the barn. We still got a long ways to go. But you look at the history of Jacksonville and New Orleans, the two teams have now, they had been going into this game, had faced off just once in the preseason. The Jaguars had claimed a 27-24 victory back in 2012, and that was at New Orleans, so now it's a payback. We've won now at Jacksonville, so what does that mean? It's 1-1 now when you look at preseason history between the Saints and the Jaguars. Now, I mentioned about the first quarter. I thought we'd come out with a little more fire because I've been so optimistic about the defense, and that was not necessarily the case. Now, look, Leonard Fournette, he had five carries. He averaged 5 yards. So I don't know. We didn't smack him in the mouth. So I thought that was a little disappointing. But I think Leonard Fournette is definitely one of the best backs in the league. Like, we have one when he's available, that being Mark Ingram, to start the game. Now, this is professional. This is clutch, where you see three long field goals. But it's almost in the NFL, it shouldn't be an adventure. Like, Lutz makes his 45-yarder, and Lambeau, for them, he kicks two 49-yarders. Now, looking at the offense, and it was kind of like this. When I said no defense, the first five drives, they had five scores. So is anybody going to force a punt? There's a lot going on there. But if you look, Taysom Hill and Tom Savage, I don't know if they're Drew Brees' backup. Now, you might say Taysom Hill was 8 of 9. I think he got off to a slow start, but he did get better. He had that RPO, that one run that he ran for 21 yards. He had a nice 25-yard pass to Tre'Quan Smith. Now, I think Tre'Quan Smith will definitely get better. He had 4 receptions, 48 yards. He had that long for 25, and it looks good on paper. Taysom Hill, 8 of 9, 72 yards, quarterback rating of 100. Tom Savage, that's what I expect he would do. He's going to get rid of the ball out of his hands. He was 10 of 14 for 70 yards, 82.5, basically, quarterback rating. You know, to me, who's in the forefront now out of all the running backs that take Mark Ingram's place is Jonathan Williams. You look at Jonathan Williams, he averaged 6.5 yards a run. Now, you might say, well, who's tackling him, who he's going against? But he took advantage of his opportunity, a plus 12-yard run, plus 6. He had a 4-yard touchdown run, so 4 carries. He averaged 6.5 yards a carry with that one touchdown. But really, for us to come back and win this preseason game. It all started on the defense, and it's not even close. If you get this kind of regular season performance, if you can do this a handful of times, especially if you Jerome Elliott, the four-year guy at Toledo who really put hay in the barn for the Green Bay Packers, I mean, he'd be not only a Pro Bowler, he'd be all pro. If you look at it, he was third in tackles, tied with Crawley. He had four, but 2.5 sacks, one quarterback hit, one tackle for a loss, two forced fumbles. I mean, right then, that means you are definitely being a playmaker. You know what's crazy about that? Christian, I don't know when this was, but I'd say going into this game, it might have been right before. You know when this was? I know exactly when I put this down. This was before the Tulane. The
Black practice last Sunday.
Yes. I said, watch out for these guys, veteran guys. You always want to talk about the young guys. Veteran guys going forward who could have an impact. And in my top three in those, and obviously that wasn't the case today, but I had Jay Bromley, number one, and I had 1A, a double thing. It wasn't like 1, 2, 3. It was like Jay Bromley at the top. But I said, watch out for George Johnson and Jerome Elliott. Well, even George Johnson, he got a half a sack. He got two quarterback hurries. So here you got Elliott, a four-year veteran, George Johnson, a seven-year veteran out of Rutgers, Bromley, a five-year guy to Syracuse. Hey, the young guy's got to beat him out. The one young guy that showed up is Mitchell Lovin. Now, he's the guy at Arkansas. He impressed last year because he played D-tackle, DN, and he led the team in tackles with six total tackles and one quarterback hurry. And two tackles for a loss. So I thought we got after it as the game progressed, but that wasn't the case definitely in that first quarter. Another guy that ended up with a sack that we've mentioned him during trader camp is Stallworth, Taylor Stallworth, the rookie out of South Carolina. He could be one of those diamonds in the rough. And we're always going to look at this. Who is contributing, making the tackles on special teams? Christian, I didn't even notice. I don't know. I went to the bathroom at the time right quick. Jerron Elliott even had a tackle on special teams. Chris Banjo, we expect that he had a tackle. Arthur Millett, we expect that he had a tackle on special teams. And when we come back, well, I can talk about it now right quick. Brandon Tate, Boston Scott, two long returns on kickoff, 37-yard return by Brandon Tate. Boston Scott, 41-yard return, but there was a penalty. And then I'm going to talk about a few more negative things when we come back as far as tackling. But when you don't really tackle and you just thump, you're going to have those type of plays or individual efforts.
Jerome Elliott coming from the Green Bay Packers in a 3-4 scheme, showing you some pass rushing ability. The Point After continues here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to The Point After. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Abar. I'm Christian Garrick on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. The Black and Gold winning 24-20 in their opener over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Typical first preseason game, some sloppy tackling. You heard from Sean Payton in his press conference. You'll hear it again a little later on in The Point After. He's not happy. You could tell he was not happy with the way the team performed. And he was talking about how they didn't know, you know, who was on the ball, where to line up, et cetera. Those are typical things. You want to see those improve next Friday night when they take on the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, he looked aggravated to me. If I'd see his expressions, because, you know, it has to be where you know where to line up is second nature. And so you could play fast, all of that, and hopefully he will see improvement because that is an area of concern. Like you talked about missing tackles. Christian, we were thinking about, well, special teams, and he has to be a good tackler. Boy, it was like two bad tackles. Colton Jumper, two missed tackles, like, whoa.
Yeah.
He like
got faked out of his jock.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well.
And
for
he was
him.
One. He was one of my dark horses that showed up a little bit in training camp. That I started to think, okay, he's a cheaper option than Nate Stupar, and he could end up making some plays on special teams. Not like that.
Yeah, just looked bad trying to tackle. Von Bell missed that tackle, you know, in the red zone. And then I thought Justin Hardy, who we brought in here as a special teams ace, I thought at times he struggled in coverage. I think Chris Banjo overall has made more plays in pass coverage, even though he's a special teams guy also. Devontae Harris, all Metairie. I mean, he's unbelievable in practice. We see him get interceptions all the time. Now, maybe in practice, was he would have got called for penalties that they didn't call. They actually called in the game because he had a couple of crucial penalties.
He was like that last year, too. He was like that last year in the regular season for the first two starts.
But, you know, Deuce mentioned on the broadcast – But talk about going from the penthouse to the outhouse. Devontae Harris started the NFL last year. Now he's playing late into the fourth quarter just fighting for his NFL life. It just shows you how fast you can rise or how fast you can fall off the cliff. And that's where Devontae Harris is, definitely on that roller coaster.
Here we go. Your first impressions of the New Orleans Saints in their first preseason game, 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll online for you at WWL.com. Jayrone Elliott, who gets the game ball? Saints win over the Jaguars. Jayrone Elliott, linebacker, running back Jonathan Williams with a touchdown, quarterback Taysom Hill with another rushing touchdown, 8 of 9, 72 yards, 0 touchdown passes, a quarterback rating of 100. Defensive tackle Devereaux Lawrence showed up. Are also the new voice.
Oh, I forgot to mention him, Christian. I feel terrible.
Let me get through this real quick.
Okay, yeah, I feel
terrible. Or the voice of the Saints, the new voice of the Saints, Zach Strieff. Who gets your game ball? Cast your vote in our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll online at WWL.com.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't mention I got so much snow trail. Like, Devereaux Lawrence, the two-year guy of Auburn, was outstanding. He was second, actually. He was even ahead of Elliott in tackles. That means Jerome Elliott, he had 5 running the Loven. A couple of sacks, 3 quarterback hurries, a tackle for a loss. And he's one of those young guys now that are competing with the veterans. He's experienced enough. He knows what it takes to make an NFL team. So all the names just named, is that like game ball or MVP? Or
yeah.
Come on.
My game ball, my MVP, clearly, brought to you by Oaken Heart Jewelers. You bring the love. We'll bring the passion. It's Jayrone Elliott, 2.5 sacks.
And then behind him should be Lawrence. And you could say maybe somebody on offense, but they're not in the offense is not in the top two
no.
in this game.
No. To the phones we go. Let's talk to the Houdat Nation. Hollywood and Thibodeau, what's going on, Hollywood? You're on Hello? The New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hello, Bobby. Hello, Chris. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, Hollywood.
Hey, Bobby. Long time no see. I'm just calling another because I'm at Port Fouchon working right now.
And okay.
I didn't kind of like pay attention to the game too much, but I've been hearing you talk a lot. So I'm going to just ask you, we waiting for the regular season game to start. That's the bottom line. But how do the Saints look on the special teams in the return game and the kickoff game? Could you fill me in on that?
Well, I thought, Christian, did we even, like, even – could we judge – the Jaguars didn't punt.
They didn't punt.
So I was supposed to see
it was either turnovers or goal. They went for it all on fourth down a lot.
Yeah, well, the first half they didn't punt. They finally punted, so they went for it.
The first 5 drives of the game resulted in points for both squads.
Yeah, yeah. So we didn't see. The special team you did see was on a kickoff, Hollywood. So Brandon Tate, he showed some nifty moves on that 37-yard return. So did Boston Scott in his 41-yard return. But – I don't know. Right now, but I've witnessed in practice because he's done at the NFL level. Brandon Tate could be that last receiver, whether you keep in 5 or 6 receivers. We've seen him make tough catches in practice. And I know he's taken 3 returns to the house for a touchdown. And so even over Tommy Lee Lewis, I don't know the extent of Tommy Lee Lewis's injury right now. But Brandon Tate, I like him as the returner. As far as the coverage units, like I said before, look, the Trell Jamerson, which he has to do, he had to tackle. Gray. Christian, we didn't even know who Gray was. I'm like thinking, is that the first time we mentioned his name?
Is that Christian Gray from 50 Shades of Gray?
Christian, I think JT Gray.
I know.
48, but a rookie out of Mississippi State. I don't think we've ever mentioned his name. Well, he ended up coming with a tackle. Ricky Jefferson, LSU, had a tackle. But the ones that really caught our attention. I think you could count on them making plays every game, special teams. For sure, Chris Banjo and Arthur Millett. And then, like I said, Jerome Elliott. He also had a special team tackle with an outstanding defensive game by him.
The founding father of the Houdat Nation, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. The Point After rolls on here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.